old with Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for a confirmation of what we've heard through that, you know, song, that beautiful song of your presence in our midst, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, that you consecrate me in your people tonight. Let our ears be open and our eyes be open to see and to behold your glory in us.
Amen.
Let our eyes be open to behold your beauty in us. Open our eyes, oh God, today. And let us meet with you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
As
we was concluding the prayer, and also as our sister was singing the song that our God is our son God, I saw the same thing. It was an instrument. You know, this instrument, I don't know the name of the instrument, but it's the one that they, you know, mostly they use when they march, and they bank it down, down, yes. What?
Cymbals.
Okay, cymbals, yeah. Then that was what I saw, you know, banging and then coming. That was the vision that God revealed to me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
God is going to make music for us today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. You know, I didn't want to preach. I just came up here today, but I believe that somehow God will put something in my mouth. And while I was here, you know, and I looked at the congregation, and you know, the Lord asked me, what do you see? What do you see here today? And you know, my mind went to Balaam. Remember Balaam in the Bible?
Yeah.
That the king of the east, Balak, called to curse the children of Israel. And you know, when Balaam opened his mouth to curse them, the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam. And what did Balaam say? He said, how can I curse a people that are not cursed? How can I? And he looked again and he said, God, let my end be like your end. Let my end be like their end. You know what that means? He went further and he tried to curse again. And the Lord opened his eyes. And he saw gardens by a riverside. Amen.
Amen.
He saw the Israelites like a garden planted by the riverside. Beautiful. Radiant. Abundant with life. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And further on, later on, he tried to curse them. And he looked and said, a star shall come out of Jacob. A star shall what? Come out of Jacob, and the star shall do what? Destroy the sons of Moab. And the sons of torment. Amen. With us of the powers of darkness. A star shall what? Arise out of Jacob, hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord told me today, talk to the people about the star in their midst.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talk to them about that thing that is on the inside of them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what Balaam saw. Even thousands of years before the coming of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He already saw that thing that the Lord is doing in our midst today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He saw the rising of a star in the midst of Israel. And he said, a star shall arise out of Israel, out of Jacob. A scepter, hallelujah.
Amen.
A scepter of what? Authority.
Amen.
Shall arise out of Israel. All dominion and all power shall arise out of that people you are looking at there. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
A people that dwell alone. A people that are not reckoned among the nations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A people that are not known among the nations. But when he looked at them, he said, a star shall arise out of Jacob. Hallelujah. And when you look out at the stars, you know what you are seeing when you look at the stars? You are looking at personalities seated in heavenly places, ruling and reigning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Because heaven is the throne of God. Hallelujah. And the stars are seated on the throne of God. Hallelujah. How many of us realize that the promise of God is that we shall do what? Sit on the very throne of God the Father. Hallelujah. It's something that occurs right now. It's a reality that the Lord wants his people to enter in today. Hallelujah. Not when you die and go to heaven. Hallelujah. Not tomorrow when Jesus comes in the sky. Hallelujah. It's a reality that God is calling his people into in this hour. Amen. Amen. A star shall arise out of Jacob. Hallelujah. Even Daniel, before the coming of the Lord Jesus, thousands of years earlier, saw the rising of the star in the midst of Israel. Hallelujah. He said that what? The people, multitude that do what? Sleep in the dust.
Shall arise,
amen, at the end of days, and they shall do what? Shine like the stars in the firmament. Have you read this scripture before?
Yeah.
Okay, let's quickly turn there. Daniel. Chapter. Who knows it? I'm not very good at locating. Okay, Daniel chapter 12. Are we there? At that time, Michael shall do what? Stand up. The great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was seen. There was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be what? Delivered. Everyone whose name is found written in the book. And many who of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall do what? Shall awake. Some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like what? Like the brightness of the firmament. Amen. And those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever. Hallelujah. Now these are prophetic words. Amen. That God wants us to understand. He's fulfilling our lives this very moment. Amen?
Amen.
The rising of the morning star is nothing more than the unveiling of the light personality within each and every one of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says that the hour cometh when the people shall hear what? The voice of the Son of Man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they shall wake up from their graves. Amen. They shall wake up from where?
Amen.
Their graves, you know. Do you know that when Adam sinned, do you know he slept in his grave? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Do you know when Adam sinned? Do you know he died? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If I'm going ahead, please try and tell me, so that I don't, so that I go a bit. You know what I mean? When Adam died, when Adam sinned, what happened?
Yes.
Now, when he died, didn't he go about for another 1,000 years? But he was what? He was dead. So what you saw in Adam was what?
A walking
what? Corpse. Hallelujah. That is what you are seeing today in this whole world. Amen. This whole world that we are standing in. It's a world of the what? Of the dead. It's a realm of the dead. When somebody is dead, he does not know what? He has no reality. No knowledge of what? Reality. He has no knowledge of what? The truth. If you are dead, do you know yourself? If you are dead, are you aware of things around you? The dead cannot speak. They cannot see. They cannot hear. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Lord is saying the hour is coming when the what? The dead will what? Hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they will do what? They will arise from their graves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, The Lord is speaking in this hour. If you have your ears, you will hear the voice of what? The Spirit speaking to you and causing an awakening on the inside of you to awake from your humanity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To awake from what? Your human living. Amen.
Amen.
God wants you to what? To awake back into the consciousness of the Son of God in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As you are waking, you will discover there is a star in you. There is a light personality in you. There is a person that is perfect. A person that you do not need to add to or to what? Remove. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's perfect and he's what? He's complete. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's just a matter of awakening. Awakening. This is what Jesus Christ came to do on the earth. To cause his brothers to do what? Awake from what? From the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Prince Michael is an allegory for the Lord Jesus, for the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And he's calling, he's fighting for his people today. And he's bringing forth the word that the people come out from the dead and come into the reality of who they truly are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you are what? Sons of what?
God.
The Most High God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
On the inside of you, there is a light personality. On the inside of you is that same substance that Jesus Christ had. The way he is in the way
you are.
You are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But all along we are what? They. We are what? Sleeping in the graves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not knowing who we are. Amen.
Amen.
But Balaam, Balaam saw our end. And Balaam said what?
Let my end.
Let my end be like your end. I see a what? A star. A star. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A star. When you see a star, do you see any trace of darkness in the star? Amen.
Amen.
When you see a star, does it change? Today is down, tomorrow is like this, you know. Can you affect the star?
No.
Does your economic situation affect the star?
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Does what somebody does upon the earth, does it affect the star?
No.
The stars, they remain there, unshakable, unmovable. You can't touch their peace.
Amen.
You can't touch their perfection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the work of the Son of God is to unveil the star in you. Hallelujah. That is what the ministry is all about. That is what we are all gathered here for. Amen.
Amen.
To get that revelation right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you can walk in a way that no man has ever walked upon this earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what we are called to in this hour. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that to him that overcomes, I will give what? The morning star. Have you heard this scripture before? Have you heard of the morning star? Amen.
Amen.
Some people are quiet. Amen.
Amen.
That amen is, you get as it be. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said, I will give you what? The morning star. He's not talking about giving you a piece of star to hold in heaven and you will show each other star. No. Amen. He's talking about the glorification. Amen. He's talking about the consciousness we attain to when we follow on in the faith, when we follow on the doctrine, when we follow on the leading of the Spirit as he's speaking to us in this hour. Hallelujah. He's going to glorify us. Amen. So that the way he is the way we are. Where he is where we be. Amen. And where is he? He's in the bosom of the Father. It's at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And that is where God is guiding us to in this hour. Amen. So that nothing in this world can touch us.
Amen.
Amen. So that we walk in a way that no man has walked. Amen.
Amen.
We walk in a realm of immortality and light. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ brought to light immortality and light.
Amen.
That's what the gospel is all about. He came to reveal the divinity in you. He came to reveal the substance of God in you.
Amen.
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 He did not come to form religion.
No.
Amen. He didn't come to form concept of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He simply came to reveal the substance of God in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will tell you some shocking things today. God is not a religious God.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
God does not have, you know, to do the religious rituals that we do. become religious. Amen. Hallelujah. God is above religion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God is what? Is God. Hallelujah. He's above what? All. Hallelujah. And we are being gathered into that realm, that realization of divinity in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Divinity, that we are light. Amen. As he is light. Where he is where we are. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now I'm going to show you something. Could you go to the book of 1 John chapter 5? Shocking revelations that you will never hear anywhere. 1 John chapter 5. I will advise you to go back, read this thing again over the week. Wake up in the morning by 4, read it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 20, or let's start from verse 19. We know that we are of God, amen?
Amen.
And the whole world does what? Lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know, now listen, that what? The Son of God has come to do what? Give us an understanding. And what is that understanding? Go on.
And we are in him, Jesus Christ.
Did I write that?
No.
Now I'm going to tell you something today, that you people, you have to put on glasses. Those of you that use glasses, you have to open your, you put on your glass whatever and look at you. You double your legs today and read this thing properly. Do you understand what he's saying? He said that he came from heaven to give us understanding. Amen?
Amen.
That understanding is the thing that will distinguish us from the world. That understanding is the thing that will do what? Liberate us from the power of what? Darkness. You shall know the truth. And the truth will do what? Set you free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came to set the captive free. Hallelujah. Free from the bondage of corruption. Free from a human nature.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Free from the weakness of human living. So that you can walk as God upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's saying here that he came to remind you. He came to give you an understanding that the devil robbed from you in the beginning. The thief, the liar, the destroyer, he robbed you. He robbed you of one understanding. Amen. He robbed you of knowledge. He robbed you of truth. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ has come to give you back that knowledge that you lost. He's giving you the key today. And he's telling you, amen, that he is the true one. And we all are what? In. We are what? In. He didn't come to make us to be in him. He came to reveal to us that we are in him.
Yes.
Don't you understand my point? He didn't come to make us Christian. He just come to tell us the truth. All along you felt that you are a sinner, that God is far away. Oh God, oh Father, Father, oh, I'm a sinner. Oh, devil did it. No. He's come to tell you today that you are in him. He is in you. Amen. He wants you to, that is the understanding the Spirit is here to give. Hallelujah. And he is what? The true God and what? Eternal life. Amen. That is the body of what? God. Because the fullness of God dwells in the Son. Hallelujah. The fullness and the totality of God dwells what?
In
Christ. Everything that is God is in what? In Christ. God himself putting himself in a man to appear in the world. Hallelujah. And we are part of that world body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that the very life that God has is our life. Amen. The very anointing, the very power, glory that is of God is our glory. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the truth. Amen. This is what God has come to reveal to us. Hallelujah. He's the light of the world that lightens every man that comes into the world. Every man. But he came to the world did not know him. They did not recognize him, that they are part of him and he's part of them. When he said, "Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing," he didn't say it the way a man would say it. You know when a man says that, he means
torture him.
You don't know what you are doing. Okay. You know that? He said it sincerely, that they don't know what they are doing. That they are doing it, that is, we are the same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at your brother next to you, your sister. Who are you seeing? Amen. Who are you seeing?
Christ in
the flesh. Who are you seeing? Open your eyes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, when Jesus Christ was to heal a blind man, he took the blind man and led him out of the city, spat in his eyes. He opened the man's eyes and said, "What do you see?" He said, "Some men like trees." Hallelujah. Amen. What do you see? You know those trees? What that man was seeing was the sight of the Garden of Eden. Was the trees in paradise, which are men actually, were supposed to fellowship with each other. That's what he was seeing. What do you see when you see men? When you see people? Hallelujah. When we go about fighting, backbiting, you know, maltreating. What are you seeing? Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ says, judge not. Watch your eyes. Remove the lock from your eyes first. Then you see properly. What are you seeing? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to be able to look beyond to recognize the seed of God in your brother next to you. That light in him, that light substance. Oh, of course, the darkness of this world at times might cover something. Amen.
Amen.
At times the light is in a vessel of clay, hidden. That people don't see the light, hallelujah. But the hour has come to begin to see that light in you, hallelujah. To see the light in the brethren, to recognize the star in the brethren, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You remember the army of Gideon? How did they win their battle? Amen. You saw there were multitudes, hallelujah. The enemies were thousands. The Bible says that they were like the sand of the sea. Sand! You know, can you count sand? And God only used 300 men to defeat them. Why? How did he do it? They took vessels of clay, containers of clay, 300. They put light splinters, light in them, like torches, inside their light. And when the time came, the trumpet blew. They broke those pictures and they brought out the light, and that's the enemies vanished. Hallelujah. But then, no mammy water is chasing you. Amen. Nobody is doing anything in your village.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Nobody can touch you. Hallelujah. Nothing can touch you. If you know the substance that is in you, if you are waking, hallelujah, if you allow the light in you comfort, if you get a revelation of divinity in you, nothing can touch you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the consciousness we are being taken into in this hour. Hallelujah. God is causing the stars to rise again. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God is causing the morning stars. Have you heard of the morning stars? The sons of the morning. Amen. Job, you know, God asked Job, do you know that you that think that you know something? Where were you when the morning stars shouted for joy? Where were you? He was talking about you and I. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, know who you are. Recognize that light in you and conform yourself to that light. Hallelujah. It is the thing in you that will save you. Amen. It is the recognition of this truth in you that will bring your liberation from the beggarly elements of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if you know that you are light, amen. How many of us realize that the body we have in this world is temporary? Do you know your body is temporary?
Yes.
Somebody said no, it's a liar. Amen. Even Jesus, some people are still waiting to see him. Some people are still waiting to hold him and love him. I love you, Jesus. I waited for you. Where were you? They will stay with Jesus 1,000 years. Some people are still waiting. When Paul writes that if we knew him after the flesh, We know him no more after the flesh. Amen. Jesus Christ is not flesh and blood. Amen. His spirit that appeared for a moment in a body, in a flesh body, in this realm of appearances. In likewise manner, we are what? Spirit. Do you know that we are spirit?
Yes.
I'm not talking of evil spirits here. Because when you hear spirit, people think, say, hey, this one don't talk to that to do. And they go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are spirit. God is spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God is what?
Spirit.
And those that worship God will worship me in what?
Spirit.
Flesh and blood cannot worship God.
Yeah.
You know, people think that worship is to go down and kneel down and cry. And that's worship. No. You know what worship is? Worship is your confirmation in Christ. That is worship. When you walk in the light as it's in the light, you are already worshiping God. That is what praise. That is the praise. The praise of God is seen in the Son. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Amen. Hallelujah. All God wants you to do is to recognize the light in you and live according to that light. Live in the Spirit. Learn to walk in the Spirit. Learn to live as spiritual beings. Learn to recognize your true substance. That before this material world was, you have been in the bosom of the Father. Amen.
Amen.
And as you begin to recognize who you are, as you begin to recognize the life power in you, the life being in you, you begin to detach yourself from certain things in this world. Amen.
Amen.
If it's drug addiction, if it's anger, amen. All the petty things that you have in the flesh, problems you have in the flesh, as you begin to recognize your spiritual being, your spiritual nature, you don't begin, you know. Liberation what comes. Amen.
Yeah.
And when you are liberated from these earthly attachments, you begin to recognize the righteous man in you.
Yes.
And when you recognize the righteous man in you, you have boldness to the Father.
Yes.
So that anything that you ask, it comes to pass. Amen. The Son of God does not go about struggling. Amen.
Amen.
When those people that are chasing you up and down for your credit, all those letters that they sent to you. When you walk in the light, you will tell them to go to the sea and pick up a fish. The first one, they take the money out of his mouth. Pay the tax. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know why? Because you are a son of God. Hallelujah. I'm not joking.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This is the power we are walking in. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said that the hour comes. Say, anything that you ask my Father, he will do for you. Anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That is the power of the saints. That is all power. Hallelujah. It's a scepter. A scepter shall what?
Rise
out of Jacob. This was what Balaam saw. When Balaam saw them, he tried to curse them. When he saw them, he said, man, those people, he saw that thing coming out, a power. Hallelujah. Amen. That is what God is talking about. To maintain us in the glory and the power of God. But it comes by recognition first. Recognition first. Recognize who you are. Hallelujah. And begin to know the voice of truth. Know what the gospel is all about. Amen. Begin to know what the gospel is. Because the gospel is not, we'll be hearing all kind of gospel up and down. You have to know what the gospel is all about. The good news is that, you know, you are the son of God. That's the gospel. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you are son of God. Amen. That everything in heaven and earth belongs to you. It's under you. That is the good news. Amen.
Amen.
Or you want to see it in 1 Corinthians? Paul says that the good news, amen, is all about revelation of Christ, who is the image of the invisible God. And Christ in you, amen, is the what? You see, the mistake that we had in the past is that the hope was always placed without. Amen. The devil will never let you get this mystery that you are one with God. That you are the same substance with Christ. The devil, this is, it's like, this, why did they kill Jesus?
Because he said he was wrong with the
Father. Because he said he was wrong with God. He said, hey! Even the chief priest, he tore his dress. Hey! Now, if the chief priest tore his garments, when Jesus Christ says one with God, that means Jesus was just an ordinary person like us. I'm sure if Jesus was here, he'd be wearing jeans today. Maybe a t-shirt preaching. He was just an ordinary regular guy. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So they wonder, who is this? If he was so holy, maybe his brothers would have recognized it was Christ. But the brothers, they didn't believe him. They said, who is this one? And not because they ask, not because they fight for us together. Now you come be the son of God now, sure. I'm just trying to tell you that some of us have the impression that Jesus Christ was one holy, man, just that when he walks through here, that you see light shining everywhere. He was an ordinary person. I'm telling you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that his sight, that, how do you put it in the book of Isaiah? That his sight was not desirable.
Uncomely.
When you say uncomely, no religious, no outward appearance, no outward religion. Amen?
Amen.
Ordinary. Ordinary person. Hallelujah. But one thing that he had was that secret. He had that what? The key. The key of the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, do you know when the Father flashed light into him, into the Son, into Peter? When Jesus Christ asked, who did they say that I am? Amen. Even the disciples, they did not know the right answers. It was only Peter that said, you are Christ, the Son of God.
Yeah.
Then Jesus said, no, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father. And upon this rock, I will do what? It's by this revelation that the church of Christ is what? Built. That Christ, you are the Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Not talking of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. He's talking of you. Amen. Hallelujah. He's talking of you. The lightning coming from the Father to illuminate you. That's what the Father wants you to recognize. Hallelujah. That the way he is the way you are. Hallelujah. That he wants all of you to be gathered in him. So that glory that I had with you from the beginning, you shall have. Amen?
Amen.
Do you know there's a song that we used to sing in those days in church? He will never share his glory with anyone. You know? He will never share his glory. When some people, they like those kind of songs. Anything that will make God separate from man, anything that will separate God, men like that thing. Hallelujah. But when you look at the context, that's not true. Amen. The glory of God is our glory. Not as a man. If you carry on living as a man, you cannot see the glory of God. But if you are waking from the dead, you begin to know that the Son of God is you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the hour has come, brethren, to awake from the dead.
Amen.
I was talking with Brother Tox, is it last night? And I had deep reflection on, on how the years have passed, Years have passed. And, revivals have come, Good teachers have come, preachers. You know what I mean? I praise God, and everybody goes back to his humanity. Hallelujah. And along the line, some people are no more. And I think we have to get this thing straight.
Hallelujah.
Once and for all, brethren. God is not playing games. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Time is fulfilled. It's over. Time has come to move on. The time has come to do what? To move on into the light. Hallelujah. The time has come to begin to exercise yourself in the light and to walk in the light as it is. This thing comes by what? By faith. First of all, by recognition, then by walking in it. By faith. And as you do this thing, the revelation increases in you of who you are. It's like the dawning of the morning. Amen. When you stand out there in the morning, do you notice when the morning comes? If you are at night, do you notice when the morning comes? Just stand outside at the window and watch. You only see yourself in the day. You will never notice the day coming. But you see yourself in the day. That is how it is when you begin to exercise yourself by faith in godliness. Amen. Now we've been with some of us in Europe. You know, thank God. Amen. Some people are still making that God, okay, I'll face you when I've got that first building completed. Amen. Or when something happens, or when something happens. But you discover that when the building finishes, another need will arise. Maybe the fence. Maybe the roof. Maybe something will come up. There can never be satisfaction in your humanity. Just forget it. It's a pit that you keep wanting and wanting and wanting. Mark my word. You can never be satisfied as a man. As a man. Hallelujah. So the time comes when we have to now begin to strive ahead and move into this place God is talking about. Hallelujah. He says time is fulfilled. When he says time is fulfilled, it means enough of my life as a human being. This is finished, amen. Jesus Christ did 30 years. He did not 30 years, he did. After that, he started to walk in the light. After that 30 years, he left everything, amen, and started to walk in the light. Amen. And you can see that Jesus Christ, of the people in this generation, do you hear of any other people today?
No.
It's only Jesus you hear of. Where are the other people?
Hallelujah.
They were presidents, they were big men. Oh, you think they were not millionaires? They were big men with big cars, big houses, big villas, with thriving businesses and all that. Where are they today? Do you hear of them? Amen. So this is our time. A generation comes and another generation goes. Amen. And from generation to generation, God will always pick a people, you know, and cause them to walk in his glory. Hallelujah. So do we want to be among these people? Do we want to be among these people?
Yes.
It's up to us. Hallelujah. Paul talks about admonish us. He says that many people who were called out of Egypt, many people did what? Many people they died of. They waited where? In the wilderness. In the wilderness of what? Unbelief. Country going around the world, circles. They refuse to mix this thing with what? Faith. They refuse to mix what they are heard with what? Faith. You have to mix your thing with faith and begin to walk in the spirit. Amen. That's when the prophet of the gospel begins to come into our lives. Hallelujah. Then we begin to experience the thing that we have heard. Amen. Then the light in you begins to comfort. Hallelujah. Then you become a blessing to many people upon the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful? This is what God is calling us to do in this hour. To come out from darkness. From the ignorance of humanity. Our humanity is a lie.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Our life as human beings, as flesh and blood beings, you know, of so and so color, of this tribe, of that, all these things are what?
Illusion.
They are what passing away. Amen. John says that the world is what? Passing away. Amen. The world is this system. It's the system of men. It's what? Passing away. But he that does the will of God, he what? Abides for what?
Forever.
There was a song I heard that he changed not. Something like that today.
Unchangeable.
Hallelujah. Amen. He never changes. Amen. He never changes. The people they change, they are turned from the, you know, rapper. They turn rapper. You talk, oh, this one changed today. People they come in, they go, they wax old, they fade away, they perish off. But the Lord remains. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the seed of what is servant will what will abide forever. They will never die. This is not thing that we are just talking about here. Hallelujah. Some of us have had the opportunity to see beyond. God has taken us there to walk inside and we saw these things. You don't die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You can walk in this reality now and continue on in it. Hallelujah. It's possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Walking and living by the power of God upon the earth. Amen. If you live as men, you will die as what?
Men.
As men. Isn't it written in the Bible?
Yes, it is.
In the book of Psalms, let's turn to Psalm 82. Are we there? God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not what? They do not. No, they do not understand. They do not know. My own version says they do not know, nor do they what? Understand. You see, that is the understanding that Jesus Christ came to give us. That John is talking about. That he came to give us understanding. That is the understanding that they don't have. They do not know. Let's carry on. Let's see what happens. It says that they walk about in what? In darkness. All the foundations of the earth are what? Unstable. Which earth? Yeah. Our lives are out of, everything is out of order. Problem here tomorrow. This one happened here. This one this. This that. Pastor pray for me. Oh, brethren pray for me. Always problem. Problem after the other. One problem after the other. Amen. Yeah. Emotional problem. Pain, anger, bitterness. Hallelujah. Why? Foundations are out of course. Why? Because they lack what? Understanding. The truth. They are not walking in the truth. Hallelujah. Now listen what he says. He says that, I say you are what? God, hallelujah. I say you are Christ. I say that you have the seed of God in you. I say you have the light of God in you. I say that in you there's the image of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you shall what? And you are what? Children of the Most High. But you shall what? Die like men. And become fall like one of the princes. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You shall die like men. Sons of God don't die. It's men that die. Have you read the novel? They say the only fools die. Amen. When you see those kind of novels, these fools, they pick this thing from the spirit. They don't know where they got it from. They pick this thing from the spirit. Only fools die. All men are what? Fools. All men are what? Liars. The fool has said in his heart, there is no what? God. He does not recognize the divinity in him. He goes about walking as a man. Not knowing God, recognizing, reverencing God in him. That is a fool. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what happened in the beginning when Adam fell. Adam became a man. When Adam was reigning in glory, he was walking in the image and in the glory of the Son of God. That was Christ you are seeing. That's the image. Now you see, you have to understand what Christ means. Amen. Because people try to limit Christ to the body of Jesus. To Jesus of 2,000 years ago. But it's wrong. Christ is actually the image of God. Amen. Christ has always been. He has always, even before he came in, even before the manifestation in the flesh of Jesus, he has always what? Been. When Adam was in glory, he was walking in that image of Christ. Amen? But when he started to take up the knowledge of good and evil, he started to receive from the beast, from the serpent. You know what the serpent is? It's man. People think that there is one. The serpent, when you talk of the serpent, knowledge of is man, is the sisters of man. You see, they come in with what they call it, the collar and church. And all that, you know, those are the serpents. Amen. Not only that, even from our parents. All this knowledge we got from our parents, from our tradition, all this is our knowledge of men. Snakes, you know. Jesus Christ, what did Jesus Christ say? You're offspring of what? Vipers, snakes, serpents. These are men as snakes. Poison, bitterness, wicked, jealousy, anger. Putting things in your mind, remember what somebody did to you, said some time ago. That those are devils. Men are devils. And the knowledge that men carry up on earth is knowledge of good and evil. after appearances, they live in a carnal world, not recognizing the spiritual realm. That is the knowledge Adam fell from. And when Adam started to feed from that knowledge, he became a man. See it? Hallelujah. That man of the dust. You see, there are two men in the spirit. Now, there are two men in the spirit. In the spirit, we recognize people according to two dimensions. You are either a man of the earth, or the
Lord from heaven,
or the second man from the spiritual man, who is actually the Lord from heaven, Christ. There are only two men. You can either live as Adam, the old Adam, or the second Adam. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the second Adam was the one that descended into the dust. Dust you are and dust you will. That was the first barrier. Amen. That was the first barrier. He was buried. Amen. And many people today are buried. The glory of God is buried. They are sleeping inside the dust. Dust you are. When you begin to take up the knowledge of man, begin to live as a man, it's dust. You are living in vanity. Dust. When you talk of dust, dust talks of nothing. Something that does not have any value. Do you value dust? Amen. Hallelujah. Exchange the realm of the dust of gold for ordinary dust of, you know, of the earth. Hallelujah. And what happens? He lost the glory of God. That is where problem comes. A sinful nature, corruptible nature, he begins to feel that he's a sinner. He begins to think that God is something far away from him. That is when all these things started, that's when people started to worship one God outside. That's when sacrifice, people started to burn sacrifices. I started to, you know, God. In those days, everything was here. Amen.
Amen.
Man walked in one with God. Hallelujah. But the separation occurred as a result of that abominable sin. The light came in to blind the eyes of man. Hallelujah. And we all have been what? Blinded. Up to this day. Hallelujah. But thank God. Hallelujah. There is an awakening now. And God wants his people to come back into the garden of pleasures, into the garden of Eden. Hallelujah. He's doing this again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can see that lady shake. Yes, now the spirit is you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now God is breathing again.
Amen.
Into his people. You remember when Jesus Christ did it to the disciples, receive the spirit? He's breathing into us, causing us to wake up from the dust again and enter back. You see, that breath talks about the knowledge from the depths of God. You see this in 1 Corinthians. See, the Spirit of God teaches us the deep things of God, so that we no more begin to reason and see things like men. You see, if I am here, I don't see things like a man anymore. If I'm here, I'm seeing, you know, Brother Tokumbo. Amen. I'm seeing Sister Anthony, and I remember what she did to me. That woman. That Calabar woman. I'm seeing that is man. See, but if I have the depth of the spirit, the mind of God, I'm seeing a sister again. The flesh of my flesh, the blood, you know, the bone of my bone. Amen. I'm seeing myself in her. If I'm using the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. When you begin to walk, you know, live by the depths of God, from the depths of God, by the Spirit of God, amen, a whole new world opens up and it purifies you. It transforms your mind. You see, that's why it says that speaking in tongues is not just a ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, no. It's speaking the new language of the Spirit of God. Now, you're hearing new things today, eh? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Speaking in tongues is speaking according to the spirit, the mind of God. A new language. We don't speak the language of men anymore, but the language, a heavenly language. Amen. Remember when Jesus Christ met Lazarus? What did he tell Lazarus? He said, if I speak earthly things, you don't understand. What if I begin to speak heavenly things? Amen. There's a language of the spirit. Amen. And when you walk in that, when you walk in that realm, you begin to see things in the spirit. And that is your way to purification. That is the thing that will deliver you from the bondages of corruption. Amen. If you begin to live by the Spirit of God and recognize things by the Spirit of God, it transforms you. Amen. Hallelujah. It changes you. Certain habits you used to have, they will just leave you. You will not understand how. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us understand. I'm just giving us hints here how we can begin to enter now. See, and of course, bear in mind that as you enter in, certain things you have to drop, certain things you held on to. You know that? Certain things that you thought, you know, some first thing that we have, certain. There's some things that are very offensive, when you hear in the spirit. Things that we hold on to very dearly in this earth as human beings. Some of these things don't have any meaning to God. You know that? Jesus Christ even said it. He said that some of these things that you, the highest thing of men, they are what? They are what? An abomination to God. High thing, things that men highly esteem. You will discover some of these things are, they have no what? No value in the sight of God. Amen? They have value in the sight of men. And all that men think of will pass away. Hallelujah. That's why you have to say, what? Well, get behind me, Satan. You do not know the things of God, but the things that are of what? Men. So you can see that the mind of men, what men live by is of Satan. Men, the systems of men are what? Governed by what? Satan. It's a wicked, forget. You see, some of us try to join unions, try to let us better this country, let us better our society. Forget it. Forget it. Jesus Christ did not come to better this world. Bear it in mind. Amen. He came to what? Take us out of this world, out of this realm. Because this realm cannot be improved. You get my point? This realm is not of what? Of God. Hallelujah. He didn't come to save, he came to what? Take his people what? Out of the world. Praise God. When Adam what? When Adam sinned, he was cut out of God's presence into this the world. The world does not know God. Amen. That is the foundation of this world is lack of knowledge of God. Amen. Lack of knowledge of Christ. Lack of knowledge of the truth. That is the foundation of this world. Oh, praise God. So let us understand who we are, brethren. Let us understand that we are gods. We are what? Children of the Most High. And arise now to begin to exercise ourselves in this knowledge. Amen. Amen. Recognizing each other and loving one another. Worshipping one another. Someone says, how can I worship one? How can I worship a brother? When you talk of worship, if I see my brother here and I stand before my brother, I am seeing, recognizing something in him. Amen. Remember when Jesus Christ washed the feet of the saints? Peter said, no, you can't. Abomination. You know what Jesus told him? See, you can't understand now, small boy. You can't understand now. Amen. This is how we should begin. This is where it starts. First of all, by recognition. Hallelujah. And begin to exercise yourself. Of course, that might be the flesh. Amen. Initially, there's certain opposition, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen. How can I love that sister, isn't it? How can I be one with that sister, isn't it? But it comes by exercising, isn't it? It comes by practicing. It comes by, you know, meditation, prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Then suddenly that thing will what? Will give way. Praise God.
Amen.
With God, all things are possible. He came to what? Set the captives free. He came to set us free from our human nature. From the lies of our humanity. Amen. Our problem is not the husband that left you, or the wife that left you, or a child that is giving you a problem, or you know, the tax collector. That's not your problem. Or somebody at home. The problem is simply lack of what? Understanding. Amen. God made everything perfect. Nothing again can be changed. Amen. God did not make any mistake in his creation.
No.
Praise God. It's we men that have deviated from the truth. Praise God. And now that we are hearing the truth in this hour, what do we do? We have to make haste with urgency to let this thing work in us. Because time is going. Praise God. You see, Paul writes in a book, in a letter to Titus, he says that the grace that bringeth salvation. Just listen to those words. Please, please, can you say, God, don't, can you say this thing? Who knows this? Who knows Bible? Who knows scriptures very well?
Maybe it's Titus.
Okay, second time. Where's the Titus?
Chapter 2.
Is it New Testament or Old? You know, God is going to take us some force to a level now that we go beyond Bible. Eh? You know, I don't need the Bible to preach. I can preach with nature. Do you know that? Eh? You can bring a plant here, I'll use that plant to preach to you. Do you know that? What I'm trying to say is that the word of God is seen everywhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is that which reveals God. Hallelujah. And we know that he's seen by the invisible qualities of God, and everything that is God is seen and understood by the things that are seen. Hallelujah. Why did Jesus Christ go about giving parables? Those parables that Jesus Christ gave, are they in the Old Testament? Are they in the Old Testament? They are not in the Old Testament. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Where is it? Can you read it, please, brother? The grace.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Looking forward to the salvation of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, you see, this kind of words, you don't joke with them, eh? You have to meditate on them. You see, the thing that brings about our word salvation has been revealed to us from heaven. This is the only grace that God has for us. You know that? This, the ability to hear this truth that you're hearing today. There's no other thing again, no. Some people are still waiting for something else to happen. Or when something happens. Or when Egypt attack, or when Israel attacks Palestine, or when something happens, then this thing will happen. No. Everything is, all is just to do with the word here. Amen. Salvation comes by what? Hearing. This is the thing that will save us and keep us in the protect, that is protected and safe throughout all eternity. We are privileged people to hear these things. Do you know we are privileged?
Mm-hmm.
And I praise God. I thank God. I'm grateful to God. Brethren, let us arise. Stir each other up. Amen. Stir each other up in faith. Amen. And let the glory of God be seen. This is the body of God. Hallelujah. Let the light, let that thing in us come forth. Praise God. So that we walk in the light as it has been prophesied from the foundation of the world. Amen. So I'll round up with just two short prayer. I'm not a Jim prayer, just prayer word, just one word or two words there. Father, we glorify your name. Thank you for your word. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you for the salvation of, you know, that you're giving us this hour. The salvation, the knowledge of the truth. Thank you for the Son, for you have given us the Son. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for the glorification. Hallelujah. Thank you for that work you are doing in us, that you've proposed from the foundation of the world to present us blameless before your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Let this word be imparted into the people today. Oh, hallelujah. Let your spirit blow, Father. Blow in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Praise the Lord. As I was praying, I saw the candlestick 7. You know, that one in front of the altar, normally they used to. That's what I saw first. Then I saw a crown up here. Then I saw a root of a tree those giant trees, the roots, as you see the forest, yeah, that was the three things God revealed to me. Praise the Lord.
And with privilege, look at what God is showing us today. Some people are in the pub drinking. Some people are doing online videos in churches. And look at what God is showing us. Aren't you privileged? Amen. Praise God. I know people know the meaning of those things. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we'll see tomorrow. Hand over to other brethren. Thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God's name. I'm still here.